bigger, then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy, the teachers, the growers, the builders.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
When you're ready to power up your next adventure, the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek has a 3.5-liter V6 engine, 295 horsepower, and 270 pound-foot of torque to get you there. From rocky trails and muddy paths to sandy dunes and snowy roads, wherever you're going, find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The White House guest log show a Parkinson's specialist visited the White House 8 times from last July to March of this year, including one visit with President Biden's personal physician. Reporters asked Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre about it today.
Has the president been treated for Parkinson's? No. Is he being treated for Parkinson's? No, he's not. Is he taking medication for Parkinson's? No.
Calls continue for the president to step aside and to allow another candidate to take on former President Trump this November. Increased border security is one of the planks in the Republican Party's platform, which was released today, 1 week before the RNC convention. Tropical Storm Beryl is heading for Texarkana after making landfall along the Texas coast early today. We are losing a piece of Chicago's soul. That from Mayor Brandon Johnson after more than 100 people were shot over the holiday weekend, 19 killed. This is ABC News. Closing arguments underway in the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. ABC's Lindsay Tuchman with more on why the senator believes he will ultimately be found not guilty.
Throughout the trial, Menendez has refrained from making any substantial public statements, comments on camera in English, choosing to only make them in Spanish so far. That is until last week, where he finally said he expects his attorneys will produce a powerful and convincing summation, and that the prosecution he believes has failed to prove every aspect of this case beyond a reasonable doubt.
Some teachers in Baltimore are asking voters to approve a program that would give $1,000 to new parents. Supporters of the baby bonus, it will help volunteer, will help, say, supporters say rather the baby bonus will help vulnerable families and raise awareness about childhood poverty. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Lightning Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. It could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow, with chances of patchy fog overnight. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 79.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A weekend shooting takes the life of a Milwaukee school teacher. Cheryl Ford Ross tells Fox 6 the suspect had been in a relationship with her sister, 51-year-old LaTanya Ford.
He followed her somewhere and he shot her senselessly 15 times.
Criminal charges in the Saturday shooting have been referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call pushing for more regulations and rules on ghost guns. They're homemade firearms that can be assembled without background checks. Getting the word out on Project 2025, Governor Tony Evers urged people at last week's rally for President Joe Biden to find out about it.
Trump wants to fire as many as tens of thousands of civil servants and replace them with his own loyalists and supporters.
Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola experience creativity, hangout heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area, featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Minnesota 2nd District Congresswoman Angie Craig is calling on President Biden to drop out of the presidential race. In a social media post, Craig said while she's worked with the president on the infrastructure law and the Chips and Science Act, she believes the president cannot effectively campaign against former President Trump and win. She says she believes there's still an opportunity to select a new nominee. People took nearly 900 boxes of Narcan out of Eau Claire's Narcan vending machine in the past year. The city county health department says that saved lives. The county installed the vending machine last year, and it's been busy ever since. The health department says in addition to the 892 boxes of Narcan, people took 517 fentanyl test kits from the vending machine. The health department's Sarah Dullivan-Popsell says there have been fewer reported overdoses so far this year, but she also says many overdose cases go unreported. The Juneau County cabin that went up in flames and killed six people didn't have a rental permit. Authorities say the cabin, which was regularly listed on Airbnb, was never licensed or inspected for rental. Six people died in the fire at the camp in Nisida last week. No one is saying just what caused the fire, and no one is saying whether a rental permit would have even avoided the fire in the first place. The local health department says people have to have an inspection as part of their licensing, and those inspections include a look at fire safety. Wisconsin's governor was the only Democratic governor who didn't meet with President Biden in Washington, D.C. Governor Evers spent his Wednesday evening at a concert in Madison instead of traveling to the White House to meet with the president. The meeting was a chance for Democratic governors to see President Biden and for the president to reassure them about his fitness. A spokeswoman for the governor says Governor Evers didn't go because he's more focused on moving Wisconsin forward. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
The Plum City School District has a new administrator. Chris Kamarath began his duty at the district at the beginning of the month. Kamarath had worked in the River Falls School District for the past 11 years as an elementary principal at Westside Elementary in River Falls. He's also a volunteer firefighter with the River Falls Fire Department. He told community members he's excited to be in Plum City and is looking forward to having a positive impact on the school district and community. For 2 weeks in June, 118 area high school students stepped onto the campus labs at UW-Stout to learn what it's like to be a student at Wisconsin's Polytechnic University. In hands-on learning experiences led by faculty, they discovered career paths in science, technology, engineering, and art and design during UW-Stout's summer STEAM experience. The week-long camps highlighted the value of creativity and critical thinking in genetics, graphic design, and printmaking, along with fashion, filmmaking, metalwork, video game design, and other disciplines. UW-Eau Claire is once again on Money Magazine's best list of colleges. The magazine last week gave the Eau Claire campus 3.5 out of 5 stars. That's actually a little lower than most UW campuses, which all received 4 stars. UW-Madison, though, led the way on the money list with 4.5 stars. The list tracks everything from costs to financial aid to graduation rates to postgraduate earnings. Authorities in Two Rivers say they don't want people to stop searching for Elijah Vu. Police in that city say the searches from volunteers are one of the key pieces of their investigation into the little boy's disappearance. Elijah went missing back in February after spending a few days with his mother's boyfriend. Two Rivers police say they don't want people to forget about the case, but there haven't been any solid leads in quite a while. Investigators do say the case is at a standstill. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Eau Claire is now home to the Midwest's largest self-pour tap room. The Phoenix Tap Room has 72 different beers to choose from. People get to pour their own and pay by the glass. The idea is to let people try as many local Wisconsin beers as they like. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw, well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Bowman breaks drought with Chicago win. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Alex Bowman smashed an 80-race winless streak with Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series victory on the streets of Chicago. Crew chief Blake Harris stayed with wet tires in the final laps to capture a playoff berth. Bowman praised his Hendrick Motorsports crew for their support and finally being able to silence the naysayers.
There's a lot of noise, and that makes it difficult for the team. You know, I'm proud of my guys for being able to shut that out and work hard each and every week and have confidence in the decisions that we make and the race cars that we bring to the racetrack. It means a lot to me to be able to overcome a lot and do something that I don't think a lot of people here really would have thought this weekend that we could.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Brewers have the day off today following their 9-2 win over the Dodgers on Sunday in L.A. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewer win snapped a seven-game Dodger Stadium losing streak. They win 3-4 in the seven-game road trip and have yet to lose four straight games this season. Brewers open a three-game series against the Pirates at AmFam Field tomorrow night. The Crew 53-38. And start the day with a five-game lead on St. Louis Cardinals. There is one final in baseball today. It involves the Pirates. They rolled to an 8-4 win over the Mets. St. Louis and Washington are just underway from our nation's capital. There's five games on tap tonight. Wisconsin junior Sarah Williams has been named to the 2024 USA 3x3 Women's National League team. Williams is a first-team All-Big Ten selection and led the Badgers in scoring this past season, averaging 17.4 points and 10.4 rebounds a game. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently set its 2024 whitetail deer hunting season framework and harvest goals. Details when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Late last month, the Wisconsin DNR presented its deer harvest quotas and framework for this fall's deer hunting season. The statewide antlerless quota for the 2024 season is nearly 273,000 deer, with just over 245,000 total bonus antlerless harvest authorizations available for purchase across the state. The DNR formed the recommendations in partnership with county deer advisory councils and based them on public feedback and deer population objectives. For this fall season, bonus antlerless harvest authorizations will be available for purchase in all deer management units, with the exception of Ashland and Iron counties. Hunters can purchase additional bonus antlerless harvest authorizations online through the Go Wild license portal and at license sales locations starting at 10 a.m. on Monday, August 12th. The first 3 days of bonus sales are management zone specific, with all remaining permits becoming available on Thursday, August 15th. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search deer hunting. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. It could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow, with chances of patchy fog overnight. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 79.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. What a day. As negativity was just kind of the theme of the trade, unless you had any inkling of August lean hogs. They were the only green thing, along with the Class 3 milk taking place. But we're going to talk about the pressure this market has been on, not only from a grain perspective, but a livestock perspective. And Kyle Bumstead joins us today. And Kyle, we'll start with the grains. Obviously, a market that is definitely under some pressure today, coming off of a four-day week last week where there was some optimism on Friday. Definitely not optimism today.
Well, that's right, Susan. There was not. It got me back. But yeah, we opened up last night and pretty much started selling off, and didn't hardly get a chance to recover. Set that open price high in both corn and soybeans. We went on, took out last week's lows. We took out the report day lows in both corn and beans. And someone had pointed out, I think on social media today, that back in 2014, corn closed around 406, 406 and change, somewhere in there. And that's kind of where we closed at today, 10 years later. So I guess that's something there to look at. There's that 2014 chart. It's been following that pretty well as far as the corn market goes. Now, what we are seeing here, we are seeing more non-commercial selling here today. There was heavier volume than there was on Friday, obviously, because it was the day after a holiday and nobody really wanted to trade. Nobody wanted to be involved in the market. So left an air pocket above the market there on Friday, and the market kind of just went ahead and started floating higher. Now, we did see this morning a little bit of a corn sale there to unknowns, which isn't a bad thing. We're down here to some areas where we could find some end user interest, but overall, the corn market, the trend is lower. The commercials keep putting carry into the market here, and we got to keep our eyes on that, because that carry just keeps building and those spreads keep getting wider and wider and wider. And looking at the weather right now, yeah, there's going to be some hot weather come in, but after these bouts of rain have moved through the Midwest, that's just what this crop is going to need right now. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. I mean, we had some hail go through parts of Nebraska and Kansas here over the weekend, and it's not as producers right now as we saw the hail go through a few weeks ago, and we've seen the flooding and things like that. But right now, commercials and the non-commercials just don't seem to be fazed by it right now at this point in time, Susan. I think they're going to continue to sell it. We'll probably see some bounces, but from what level, that's the question.
So as you look at this trade, and obviously the pressure it's under today, can we work our way out of it, or is it going to take all week to make this a little bit better?
Well, it's going to take some time. I mean, there's always some turnaround Tuesday that we could hope for or could possibly happen here. But, when you take the crop insurance price from the spring and take that times their 80 or 85% level or whatever, we're getting down into those areas as far as guarantees. So, you're looking at, and we've said this before, not the last couple of years, but I know I've talked about it before years ago, was, facing crop insurance indemnity. And I know the government doesn't really want to pay out that much. Of course, maybe they do the way they spend money. Who knows? But we are at those levels here where it's a possibility we could see a bounce just for none other than having those crop insurance put to expire worthless.
Well, I know there's been areas that continue to have bouts of severe weather and hail damage that's moved in. But for the most part, looks like the weather coming up is going to be really conducive to the pollination and that part of our growth for the corn.
Well, that's right, Susan. I know in this immediate area, central Nebraska, we're a little bit behind, but our weather's a little bit different. So I haven't really seen anything tasseling yet in this immediate area, but did get over towards Norfolk over the weekend, and there were some fields tasseling over there. And this is just the weather. You said there's going to be used for it. That's what I think trade's looking at, too. So there's going to be some made-up numbers that are passed out here after the close as far as crop conditions numbers, but those are just guesses. I mean, a lot of people put weight into it. A lot of people think trade should put weight into it. A lot of people think you should trade off those numbers, but I kind of advise against it because calendars work against you, working against you. But, we are oversold. I will give it that. And we are due for a bounce at any point in time. But from what level, though, that remains a question.
So do you think the markets are going to just continue to build on the anticipation of the reports that come out on Friday?
Well, I guess there are reports on Friday, but again, another set of made-up numbers here. I mean, most of that data has already been in the marketplace for a few weeks already. So, these summertime crop reports and grain reports really don't mean much. They really don't move the needle much until you start to get into some of the fall and the winter reports when they, traders put a lot of weight into those reports later on in the year. So I don't really see much happen with these crop reports coming up later this week.
All right. So what do you see could be the biggest market movers to pull us out of the negativity?
Probably the weather at this point, but right now I don't see any bad weather at this point unless there's something that happens here that, something that's not forecast that comes across here. I mean, anything's possible with weather, but right now I don't see a lot other than it being oversold, and you could see some profit taking by some of these non-commercials. I don't know what would trigger them to cover shorts and, take profit, but there is always that possibility out there.
I know we had some softer export numbers, and as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, we did have an unknown destination purchase this morning. But again, I know that China's going to start looking once again. Do you think there's a chance they'll look at the United States?
I don't really see that happening anytime soon. I mean, there's an election coming up this fall, and they haven't really been doing business with us that much underneath this this, what I want to say, presidency. So I don't know if the next person, if they'll be back to do business or not, or what's going to happen here. I know it is an election year, so I was under the impression that on election years that everybody did, you know, fairly okay, but that doesn't seem to be the case right now as we sit here in the middle of July in 2024.
All right, real quick, what's your thoughts on this wheat market and the influence that they're having?
Yeah, the wheat market, again, a lot of folks put weight into what the trade says about these crop tours and stuff like that, and I have a friend in Kansas that they take their wheat crop, the tour stop there was in the mid-40s, and that field did in the 70s, so basically, it means nothing when you do those tours, but a lot of people do that just so they can, I think they can try to get clients to do some trading and things like that. But I don't see a lot of hope for the wheat market either, other than some short covering. They keep building carry into those spreads. We're in the, you know, we're in the main gut slot of harvest here for hard red winter wheat. So they got that working against us. We've also got soft red winter wheat harvest going on too. And the U.S. is just not one that moves a lot of wheat.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up. We'll take a look at the drop that we saw in this cattle complex. Stick around. More is coming up. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Welcome back now to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues with Kyle Bumstead. And Kyle, we kind of left off talking about all the craziness that happened and the under pressure we saw within the grain complex. And we're seeing that exact type of pressure happening on the cattle side.
That's right, Susan. We finished up Friday afternoon. Things did not look the best. We had pushed to you know, new high for the move. I think a new high for the move there on Friday. We got close to it. And then all of a sudden, we started letting the air out of the balloon, so to speak, and kind of the same thing this morning. Didn't go press on and make new highs in the cattle, but we were higher. We were as much as, I think, almost $2 higher in the feeders at one point in time. And then we did an about face here mid-session, about 10 minutes to 11 right before I did morning livestock comments there for you. And yeah, things just kind of started drifting lower here as we got towards the end of the session. So I'm going to go back. This is... The cattle complex here should be on some decent footing. However, volatility has been leaking out of this complex. We have not been building volatility, even on these big moving days. These days we've seen big swings. We have not been building volatility. So that tells me that we could be range bound here for a little bit. However, I do want to caution, we're, you know, past the 4th of July and kind of through some of these summer holidays that folks, you know, where we get the business for the box beef. So something that... is what happens with this box beef market moving forward. Now, last week, cash trade was good. When you look at all grades across the all-state region there, the five-state region, up over $3. So that's good. It looks good, and I'm thinking that we'll be at least steady move this week the way it looks, unless we do see this box beef market start to break here and we start to see these packers kind of hold their checkbooks back a little bit. So I don't see that just yet because I haven't seen it in the market, but anything is possible at this point. Now, the non-commercial, the action today looked to be more non-commercial in nature here as we were in the first half of the session here when we started seeing the selling. Then as we got towards the second half of the session here, it looked like the non-commercial or the commercial stepped in here and they started selling. You could see that via the spreads. They were selling the front months buying the deferreds or just selling the front months outright, and the deferreds were just kind of leaking, but not near as fast. So a little bit concerning here too. The commercials were taking a little bit of protection. Now, a week from Friday, we still have a full week yet, but then we have a cattle on feed a week from Friday coming out. So we do have something there to kind of look at as far as the trade could see some positioning here late this week, first part of next week. So I do overall think that this cattle market is okay short term. It's just a tough time of the year to be trading cattle as far as from a speculative or a hedging standpoint. Now, for the hedgers, since I said the volatility is very low, that's where you're going to be looking at those cheap put options or cheaper put options, because the volatility is so low that it doesn't make sense to be a seller of options right now, because there's just not a lot of, not a lot of volatility to sell.
So do you think that this cautiousness that we've seen in the cattle complex today, is that going to continue, you think, to the rest of this trading week?
I think there's that possibility. It depends kind of what the stock market does too. I mean, those kind of work hand in hand, but a lot of folks were bragging about how corn was lower and feeders were higher, but then all of a sudden the crowd got quiet as corn drifted lower and feeders drifted lower too and made new lows towards the end of the session too. So the whole corn versus feeders and corn versus cattle thing, I really don't put any stock into, because when you see days low, and you don't see a lot of that action. So this happened the same thing when we saw that the quarterly stocks report there at the end of June. Corn was lower, feeders were that day as well too. So I don't think that that has near the correlation that people think it does when you look at that corn market versus the cattle market. So that's definitely something here. If you can't get the cattle to rally on a big down day in the corn market, when you're seeing corn, when the case of corn is just roughly at one time was about, what, 10, maybe 12 cents off of its life of contract lows here, I think that contract come online as far as corn goes back in the mid-390s back in 2020, and you were within mere sense of it here today, and you couldn't get feeder cattle to rally. That's kind of a warning sign to me.
So is cash going to wait until the 11th hour like it did this last week?
Oh, yeah, I think it will. I think it'll wait until the utmost last. It'll wait till, you know, like you said, the 11th hour. I think it'll just be, you know, kind of trading back and forth and a tug of war all week until you do see some cash trade. And I think that most of that cash trade is going to happen Thursday and Friday. But more, it'll be more Friday after the close than it will be anything, I think.
All right. So what's the one thing you want to be watching for from a livestock perspective the rest of this week?
Yep, from a livestock perspective, I'm going to be watching here as far as the feeder cattle numbers go. We did see the CME adjust some numbers here, the win in the index here late last week. There's a video sale they put in, so I'm going to be watching the index numbers. I've seen reports that Oklahoma City was steady with last week, so I was thinking that they'd be a little bit higher this week. Didn't see that, especially with corn being lower today. I thought cash feeders would be a little bit higher, but not the case today anyway. Also going to be watching as far as live cattle go, going to be watching some of those chart points down below us here for support.
All right, quickly for the grain side of it.
Grain side of it, yeah, I'm going to be looking here to see what the spreads do here towards the end of the week. We did see that bullish reversal as far as the weekly chart goes in beans last week. Today does not look like it was going to follow through to the upside, but we did trade down through last week's low in beans, but we did close back above it, but that's all I can really say for soybeans.
All right, sounds good, Kyle.
Now beans closed on the weekly chart.
Okay, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Call me here at the office at 308-708-7340.
All right. Joining us today has been Kyle Bumstead. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. Pick this up as a podcast wherever you subscribe for your free podcasts. And, of course, you can check it out at ruralradionetwork.com on our new podcast hub. That's a Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advanced tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. McDonald's announced the end of the McPlant burger in the United States as U.S. consumers weren't interested in the plant-based patty. It's just the latest bad news for the alt-meat industry. I'll have more after this.
Nutrient Ag Solutions has crop consultants keeping an eye on the agronomy for your acres, and Nolan Taylor of Cecilia, Kentucky, recently talked with me about the impact of heat on crops in his region.
What do you recommend as a way for farmers to moderate or mitigate some of this crop stress?
So the first thing I would recommend would be to contact your local crop consultant, have them come out, walk some fields, examine how your crop is looking. And I would recommend taking tissue samples. That lets us have a snapshot in time of where that plant is as far as nutrient uptake and what it might be lacking in nutrients. And at that point, after about a 48-hour turnaround, we can get those results back and really have a good idea of what kind of product we can put on the crop to get it back up to optimal potential.
Are there some products that have jumped out to you as being effective in this environment?
With Loveland products, we've got a whole host of products that we can put on the crop. After we get the tissue samples back, we can examine them and see if there's one specific nutrient that is lacking or if it's just lacking in a few different ones. We have a great product called NutriSync Complete 3D that we can put on, and it kind of gives it a booster.
Thank you, Nolan. To learn more, visit NutrientAgSolutions.com. Last month, McDonald's announced that their U.S. test of the McPlant burger, developed in partnership with Beyond Meat, did not meet expectations. According to Joe Erlinger, McDonald's U.S. president, the test, which was conducted in San Francisco and Dallas, was unsuccessful. He said the McPlant burger, which was aimed at consumers interested in plant-based diets, just didn't resonate with McDonald's core customer base. Speaking at the Wall Street Journal's Global Food Forum, Erlinger mentioned that McDonald's diners aren't seeking plant-based options from the fast food giant. This move by McDonald's reflects broader trends in the plant-based protein market. After seeing rapid growth, the industry is now experiencing a significant slowdown. A recent report from the Good Food Institute revealed that sales of plant-based meat and seafood in the U.S. fell by 13% over the past 2 years. More concerning is the 26% drop in unit sales from 2021 to 2023. Several factors are contributing to the decline. One major issue is cost of plant-based alternatives, which are, on average, 77% more expensive than their animal-based counterparts. For items like chicken, this price difference can soar to over 150%. Additionally, many consumers feel that plant-based products still fall short in terms of taste, texture, and overall satisfaction compared to traditional meat. Interestingly, while plant-based meat sales have stumbled, plant-based dairy alternatives are seeing profitability driven by higher prices. Over the last year, sales of dairy alternatives were down nearly 10% on a per-unit basis, but total dollar sales are up by nearly 10% as those consumers are shouldering sharply higher prices. For McDonald's, the core issue was lack of consumer appetite for the product. At least here in the United States, they do expect to continue it in European markets. I'll be back with more after this.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Back in 2020, fueled by pandemic fears and supply chain disruptions, the alternative or plant-based meat market grew by nearly 50% to $1.4 billion. Since then, the overall market for those products has shrunk by nearly $200 million as U.S. consumers still find alt meat products less appealing than the real thing. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. It could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow, with chances of patchy fog overnight. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I guess I ought to be a jealous man. I look the other way. They're hitting on her every night and day. They telephone her. They try and get to her, but I know they can't. Oh, she never lets it go. Every move, hoping she don't love me. I know it by the way they hang around, but they don't realize there's more to her than what meets the eye. That's why I'm certain, no matter what they do, to reach her now.
Flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender. Nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine, bonfires in summertime. I need is beers and sunshine.
melting. A little buzz and a little toasted. We're gonna hang and have a little fun now. Flying high like we'll never come down. We're gonna go until we run out. Our beers and sunshine, our bonfires and summertime. Back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girl stocking up a little out of the day. Everybody's down and we're going crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times, turn off the TV. The only BS I need is beers and sunshine. Oh, beers and sunshine. Beers and sunshine. Bonfires and summertime. Back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girl striking up a little lighter. Cause everybody's down and we're going crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine.
Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Always
top Camaro with a scoop on the hood and two big speakers blasting Johnny B. Goode. If it's so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein, cheap sunglasses from the Five and Dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim and pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore. One step, two step, get in line. I gotta find a way to make you mine. Rock my world. Woo! I love her, but it ain't enough. She says I got to learn to loosen up. Get a little wild on Saturday night. Make sure she's home before the morning light. Sunday she's all ribbons and curls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. I can't dance anymore. One step, two step, get in a line. I gotta find a way to make you mine. Rock my world.
Rock my world. Little country girl. Rock my world.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you listen?